Are you feeling like you're ready for this year to be over and just cannot wait for December 31st? Well, for Catholics, the end of the liturgical year is at hand and we can celebrate in big fashion. The Solemnity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe, is this Sunday. And to help you prepare is Father Gabriel Mosier from Holy Rosary Church here in Portland. Good morning, Father Gabriel. Great to have you on the show today.
Hello. How are you doing?
Oh, it's wonderful. And I'm so glad that we have you to rely on to help get us through, because I want to unpack this so that way we are ready to really kind of celebrate and definitely observe this day. Father Gabriel, the church places special importance on this feast by calling it a solemnity. First, just remind our listeners, what does that mean?
Yeah, so the solemnities, as you said, are the highest level of sort of a feast day in the church. And the church wants to mark off very specific occasions or events, usually in the life of Christ or the Blessed Virgin Mary and some saints, that are of universal significance to the whole of the deposit of faith, so to those things that we believe as Catholics most strongly. So you'll often find solemnities tied up with the very events of the life of Christ that are most significant, like the Transfiguration, or, as we all know, Christmas or Easter, you know, these sorts of things.
Sure. Or the Feast of Christ the King. Father Mosier with us this morning to help you get prepared for this wonderful liturgical day that we can celebrate that's coming up on Sunday. Father Gabriel, it seems to me that it would be obvious that Christ is the King of all creation. So why did Pope Pius XI institute the day in 1925?
Well, originally it was established, so it wasn't at the end of the liturgical season. It didn't end what we now call ordinary time. It was set up originally to be a triduum with All Souls and All Saints, so that we could have a triduum of celebration of the three levels of the church. You'd have the church triumphant in All Souls or All Saints Day, then All Souls Day, which is the church suffering in purgatory, and the Feast of Christ the King, which was to remember the kingship of Christ over the secular world. So this is the feast of the church militant. And it was effectively a Catholic social teaching feast day as well, because it was a reminder that no matter what the political landscape was going to be, because it was instituted around the time of the fall of the great monarchies, in Europe, that no matter what the political landscape was going to look like, regardless, Christ is King. And so moving it after the council on the universal calendar, when it was moved to the end of the liturgical year, instead of focusing on the earthly kingship of Christ, the focus was placed on the eschatological kingship of Christ. That is when Christ comes again in the second coming, and he will, as St. Paul says, be all in all.
Father Gabriel Mosier with me today from Holy Rosary Church here in Portland. And we are discussing this wonderful feast day coming up on Sunday, the Solemnity of Our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. Father Gabriel, earlier in our discussion, you said that this solemnity was actually earlier in the calendar year and that it was moved. Why would this solemnity be that fitting end to the liturgical year? Because it seems a little bit of an unusual shift to go from one Sunday, Jesus is the King of the Universe, to then the next Sunday, which is the first week of Advent, and we begin to prepare for the birth of a little baby. Quite a shift from one week to the next.
Well, this is why I love, I have a particular devotion to the Infant of Prague. And it's the image, most people I think are familiar with it. It's the Christ child with sort of a gown, and he's got the orb in one hand and the blessing, you know, in his blessing hand. And then he's got a crown on his head. And that's to remind us that infant in the crib is Christ the King, right? So these images naturally overlap with each other, that Christ is King of the Universe, and that child in the manger, or that fetus in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, is the one who is keeping all of creation in existence. And so it helps us, I think, to visualize that mystery, that the second person of the Blessed Trinity is God from all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, and that he took a human nature in order to have this ministry in time, this, as some theologians like to call it, the Christ event. This sometimes in the mind of the faithful can cause some confusion when it comes to that divine nature, that divine person that he is. And so this ending of the year with reminding that Christ is king, that Christ will come again, that Christ has conquered, that Christ is victorious. And then we start again the new year in order to live through, to journey through that, as, you know, we call ourselves the Church Militant, but sometimes also, as John Paul II used to call us, so we're a pilgrim church, right? So we are going from the end and starting over again at the beginning, not to simply repeat that cycle, but to meditate on more aspects of it in order to live it more perfectly. Each year, we're given another opportunity to live it more, I like to call it, or more tightly, to tighten the circle of the liturgical calendar. And so when we hit this stage, when we get to that Christ the King, it's a moment for us to reflect and say, am I ready for Christ to come again? Am I ready today? As St. Paul tells us, that we're supposed to always be ready to meet our Lord, because we know neither the time nor the hour. You know, neither the day nor the hour when we will be called.
So beautifully said. Thank you so much for that, Father Gabriel. I do feel like now I am ready to celebrate the solemnity. And also, I think I'm ready to tighten that circle a little bit, as you just said. Thank you so much for your time today. Before you go, will you end us in prayer?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Good and gracious God, as we reflect upon your kingship, your sovereignty over all things, we ask you to give us the grace necessary to see you face to face, to live out your commandments, and to love you more perfectly all the days of our life. We ask this in the name of Christ the Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And that is Father Gabriel Mosier from Holy Rosary Church here in Portland. If you want to listen to the interview again or share it with somebody, the podcast will be made available, and you're going to find that on our webpage at materdeiradio.com.